我哋平时饮嘅水都充满咗重金属、杂质、氯气同埋细菌。我会用健波能量活水器，除咗可以清除以上嘅杂质之外，仲可以活化水中嘅信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。六创意健康店电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, we have Maureen back in Hong Kong. Every time when we meet her again, we are looking forward to her inspiration and energy. And we are so happy that she can join us this afternoon. And I'm sure... Hello. We can learn a lot. From her sharing this afternoon, and we would like you to join us before long. Anything you would like to raise, and I'm sure Maureen will have good things for every one of us. And as usual, why don't we start with a little meditation?
Okay. So let's just start with being here, being present. So just become aware of your breath. And leave everything outside this room. And just be here completely. And just feel the peace of this room and the good energy that's created by so many. And just be grateful that we can all be here together today. Feel the peace. Enjoy the stillness. Om Shanti. I am a being of peace. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Again, and on behalf of Greenwoods, we would like to thank every one of you for blessing this place, blessing us with your heart, with your light, and with your presence. Today, every time when I sit together with Maureen, we would like to find something new from. What we got in the past few years, what we pick up in life's journey. Not everyone know about her story, but I would like to still say only two or three sentences about mine. Some 50 odd years ago, I was doing my secondary school days, and I started wondering about what life is about. And as they call it, ultimate concern, I would like to know what happened after I die, and who created this place, and when is the end of time? Well, questions like those. And I started my journey to search for answers. I did quite a few things to shop around, and it was my luck. Some 20 odd years ago, it must be 92. When was the bus painting?
Yeah, it was
89 or 92.
88, I think.
88.
A Million Minutes of Peace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's 20.
So we go back a long way.
29 years back.
Yeah.
And
it was 88.
Roger Yogas was painting the bus, and I brought my kids to join the party, and we met. And at that time, I realized that people like Maureen are the ones I'm looking for. And I think I met quite a few souls in Hong Kong who are masters in this field. But to be very frank, Maureen is the one I admire most in terms of spiritual practicing. And that's why every time when she's around, I must have her here, at least for one session like this. And my amazement was that every time when we were together, I found it almost impossible to say anything negative. I would be complaining, I would be saying I don't like this, or something wrong happened. And somehow I feel in her presence that if I say anything less than positive, it is a kind of impoliteness, or I feel very ashamed of myself. Since we met 29 years ago, there was only one occasion when I heard anything less than positive from you. she didn't know that. And that was, I remember, at the time when we went to Mount Abu together, and we were on the way. We landed Ahmedabad. In the middle of those towns.
We
didn't have a lot of sleep, and we had a little hotel. Maureen was complaining about the fruits they serve.
Oh.
The bananas or mangoes, I don't know. That was the only occasion. That's why I remember it. For the rest of the 29 years, it's all positive, I can assure you. That's why I still remember that morning. Ladies and gentlemen, sleeping is very important. If you can't sleep overnight on the plane,
yeah.
Things happen to you. But together, there were quite a few miraculous moments. I would like to share one with you. I'm sure you forgot about this. We were taking the MTR from Central to Tin Hau, to their headquarters. It was a very short ride, you know. It couldn't be more than 6 or 8 minutes. And there was a terminus, so the two of us, I can't remember what we were doing on that occasion, but anyway, the two of us sat down on the MTR, and people came rushing in, and there was a lot of noise, and people were shouting, yelling. In those days, there were no mobile phones, and people were pushing around, and everyone was very annoyed. And I remember suddenly we were sitting together and Maureen said, "Well, Simon, let's do one experiment." I said, "What?" Maureen said, "Let's do some meditation." Okay. I suppose many of you know that we do our meditation with our eyes open. And so we just remain in peace, and you wouldn't believe it. Two stops after, that is 4 minutes, it was all quiet. And people were barely moving. It was all peace. It was only less than 4 minutes and two stops on the MTR. And well, I was so amazed. I couldn't believe it. But that was what happened. And so when Maureen had to leave Hong Kong and to do some good work elsewhere, I felt quite lost. And we have been missing you. And well, maybe it's time for us to hear from Maureen about her story. You didn't start as a yogi, I suppose. When you were young, you never thought you would become a BK, right?
Well, just in essence, because it's, of course, I'm not that young, so it's a long story. But I was brought up in a Catholic home.
Me?
Yeah. But unfortunately, and I've heard that particular kind of denomination has a tendency to be quite strict and quite scary. So I didn't have a good impression. I mean, since then, I've met so many good Catholics, especially when I spent time in the Philippines. But they were scary. When we had nuns as teachers, we used to dread it because they used to give you the cane and all of these things. So when I was 11, that was primary school, I told my parents, "I'm not going to Catholic high school. I'll sit there and I won't listen, I won't talk, I'm not going." And I also said, "I don't believe in God, so I don't want it." Because, you know, if you don't see good examples, it also makes you question what's it all about, really. So when I started to practice Buddhism when I was about 19, I traveled to India, to Dharamsala, Bodh Gaya, because I thought at least with Buddhism you can become a better person, but you don't have to believe in God. So I thought, well, that might suit me. And especially I liked the philosophy of karma. It answered all the questions I had from childhood. So I went to India, but then, you know, what surprised me is I didn't find any ashram or Buddhist people that were vegetarian. And I had become vegetarian because of loving kindness, compassion, because of Buddhism. So it surprised me that people weren't vegetarian. So I didn't, want to stay around much, you know, because it didn't work for me. So then I came back to Australia, and then I came across the Raja Yoga Center in Australia. And there is a yoga means that link, the connection with the source, with God. So I was a bit reluctant and a bit hesitant to go to that center, but I'd been everywhere else and it was the last place left, so I went there. And when I was guided in a meditation about this connection, I felt so much love and bliss and peace that I had to rethink, you know, what I was believing. And I mean, I fell in love with God. That's what happened to me at that. So I got very involved, and there is another part of this story, and that is that all of this journey, spiritual journey from 19 and getting involved with Buddhism, I did with my husband, who is Chinese from Malaysia, Chen Mao.
Her husband is Jiang Sing Jiang Ke from Singapore, and that's
Malaysia.
Why she's now Malaysia.
Malaysia,
and
yeah.
That's why she's now Marian Chen.
Yeah, so he was going to be a Buddhist monk when I met him. So he told me, "Don't marry me, because I don't want to have children. I don't like this world. I don't want to bring anyone into this world. And I thought he'll change. But actually I changed. I started to think, yeah, he makes a lot of sense. So I said, okay, let's get married and we'll travel to India and we'll find an ashram and we'll become a monk and a nun. So it was a very interesting and unusual beginning. So naturally my life has been interesting and unusual. And then finally, you know, once I found what works for me, then now I've been with this Brahma Kumaris for 40 years. 40 years, so that's it in essence.
Well, so it's a romance in an unnatural ending.
Yes.
Okay.